Happy Birthday, Moscow, by Richard M. Romney. Their city is 850 years young. Here's how LDS teens are celebrating. It's time for a birthday party. There are many presents you could bring. If you're Anna Stelagova, your gift would probably be a book. If you're Stas Shmakov, it might be a basketball t-shirt. If you're Vaga Babayan, you might bake something good to eat. An appropriate present. But this is the birthday of a city, Moscow, the capital of Russia. Signs and banners are everywhere. 850, 850, 850. No other explanation is needed. This city, their city, is 850 years old. Such an anniversary requires a special gift. But what should a Latter-day Saint give? Consider all that Moscow has seen. Cossacks and czars, invasions and victories, revolutions and purges. Now a new wave of freedom, coupled with concern for the future. Like an old friend, Moscow has seen much and could be weary. But Moscow is also a vibrant city. And Moscow endures. Heaps of history. If you're Anna Stelagova, 15, of the Pokrovsky branch, you know the short history of the church in Russia since 1989. You know the church was officially recognized in 1991. You know the conversion of your own family is a part of that history. But you also know that Joseph Smith called the first missionaries to Russia in 1843. And that a Russian family was baptized in 1895. And you know of ancient history as well, that in addition to the centuries of religious history in the Bible, there are also centuries of history in the Book of Mormon. Like many Russians, I know there were ancient prophets in the Bible, but I also know that there were other prophets too. They kept records so that we could have them today. When you understand the Book of Mormon and how it came to be, you know that God still speaks from the heavens. You know there are living prophets today, Anna says. Surely such a record is worthy to share. Part of a team. If you're Stas, short for Stanislav Shmakov, 15, also from Pokrovsky branch, take time out from your discussions about basketball and think how much teamwork goes on in the church. I go home teaching with my father, Stas says. I think I learn as much as the people we visit because we study a lot of important scriptures as we prepare. Some of the people we're assigned don't come to meetings very often, so we teach them and encourage them in their homes. One family is very poor, and sometimes we help them with food and clothing. The elders teach Stas a lot about teamwork, too. Missionary work is a responsibility that should be shared between the missionaries and the members, he explains. When they teach someone in our home, we are glad for the spirit it brings. Like most Russian teenagers, Stas faces a school schedule that can be exhausting. If you ever get discouraged, he suggests, think of the people in your branch as a team, there to help you. Remember the doctrines of the church, but also remember the fun you've had at activities. It can help you dispel sad thoughts. Then your mind kind of rotates to the positive, so the Holy Ghost can help you think about what's good. That gets Stas thinking about what else it takes to be good. Believe in Jesus Christ and follow His example. Help others. Don't get caught up in having money and possessions. There are more important things, like loving your family. An invitation to be part of a winning team. An understanding of how to feel good about yourself. Those are certainly gifts that hold their value. A powerful change. If you are Vaga Babayan, 16, of the Severozamsk-Grafsky branch, you'll rejoice in the hope of the future. 2 years ago, Vaga and his family, frightened by continual earthquakes in Armenia, moved to Moscow. His father found employment in a bakery run by relatives. Although Vaga studies hard all day, he also helps with the family business. One day, my father and my sister met the missionaries. Dad invited them to our house. My mother had been searching for the truth and was excited to learn. They kept teaching us. Every time they came over, I felt a warmth in my soul. 3 months later, my mother, my sister, and I were baptized. His father, in Vaga's words, is still working toward baptism. There are a lot of great things in Moscow, Vaga says, but the greatest of all is that I became acquainted with the church here. The growth of the church in Russia is creating a new history in our own lives. The power to change. That's also a great gift, a gift even those with 850 years of experience might appreciate. To tell the truth. Of course, people don't usually give birthday gifts like the ones we're talking about, and teenagers rarely give gifts to a city. But the Latter-day Saint youth of Moscow do have something new to share with a place that's old. In fact, they can offer two of the best gifts of all, testimony and example. And it isn't just Anna, Stas, and Vaga making the offering. Others, like Sasha Pokryshkin, 15, also from Severozamokrovsky, Alexander Sterlegov, 11, who is Anna's brother, and Inessa Podslavya, 13, also of Pokrovsky, know there are values they can share, too. In Moscow, people think of the LDS Church as brand new, Inessa says. I would like to share our LDS heritage with all of my Russian brothers and sisters. I think it would be wonderful for people to know more about the true priesthood, Sasha says. Only after seeing my father as a man who bears the priesthood did I understand what a wonderful father I have. And Alexander says he would tell everyone about the Young Men program. They have lots of fun, he says. I can't wait until I'm 12. Well received. One of the basic rules about gifts is that not only must the giver be willing to give, but the receiver must be willing to receive. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 33. As Moscow celebrates 850 years, much will be made of its history and its glory. Meanwhile, between the festivities, young Latter-day Saints will keep giving the best of gifts, quietly and in person. They will share their testimonies with those who will listen. Here in the ancient city, their gift is the gift of truth. Editor's note: Moscow's 850th birthday was celebrated throughout 1997, when material for this story was being prepared. End of the article. Happy birthday, Moscow.